We've had to adapt like most other people have, you know, as well because of the pandemic. But we still do our free counseling for anyone affected by sexual assault and domestic violence. And we do that virtually now as well. So if you don't want to come in person, that's perfectly fine. They can do it over the phone, and they can do it through Zoom or whatever way is the easiest for you. We also have virtual group meetings for those that have been affected by sexual assault and domestic violence. And we still take people into the shelter if that's a need that they have. So, yeah. Well, we get a lot of state and federal funding that will help pay for some of the services.
Do you?
But okay. we don't have anything that covers any of our administrative costs. So everything that it costs to actually run these programs, the oversight of all of them, there's basically no funding for that. So when we are trying to fundraise, we really need money to help run the actual programs. So, because one of the other programs that we offer as well for sexual assault is that if someone is sexually assaulted and they have to go to Henry Ford Allegiance House to get their sexual assault exam, if they don't feel comfortable or they're scared, we have someone that will go with them and be their advocate and walk them through the process and help make things a little bit more bearable.